Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Aleph. New Perek. The Perek begins Bayamim Hohen. It was in those days. So that's a very vague statement. When exactly? When are we referring to? There are a number of opinions. The simple understanding is that this took place 3 days before the miracle of the fall of Sanherif. So I could imagine that here we are at a critical moment in time where the existence of Klal Yisrael is threatened, and they never needed a leader, a melech, more than now, and suddenly Chizkiyahu becomes deathly ill. Bayamim ohim cholach Chizkiyahu lamus, he became ill, he fell ill, lamus, to die. His illness was not just a common cold, it was a deathly illness.
Terminal.
What? Terminal illness, correct. Now it's interesting, there's a very beautiful medrash. The medrash tells us that Chizkiyahu was the first, we're going to learn of course that he survived, he recovered. It was miraculous. And the medrash tells us that until the time of Chizkiyahu, it never happened. It's hard for us to understand this, but it never happened that a person recovered from a terminal illness. Okay, even though an illness appears to be terminal according to the doctors and Derech HaTeva, there are times where people recover, they survive. And the Medrash says that he's part of an exclusive group of three people: Avraham, Yaakov, and Chizkiyahu. Until the time of Avraham Avinu, no one aged. No one, their hair did not turn white, their skin did not wrinkle. You know, they put out a business, trillion-dollar businesses, who didn't exist. There's no business of dying your hair and looking young and fit. When a person was 100 years old, he looked just like he was 20 years old. No difference. That's what it says in the Medrash. And Avraham was once walking with his son Yitzchak, and people could not tell who is the father, who is the son, who is Avraham, who is Yitzchak. So Avraham asked Hashem, this is not a good thing. This should be, with age, a person should mature and a person should look different. And Zikna would add dignity, would add some greater sophistication to this world. So indeed, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, you have asked for a good thing, and I will begin with you. You will be the first one. The Avraham Zokein Bo Bayamim. He was the first person who looked, had the appearance of being old. Okay? That was Avraham. The next person in this category, in this list, is Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, until the time of Yaakov Avinu, it never happened that a person would be warned that he's about to die. A person would suddenly, even though it was Zikna, a person looked old, all of a sudden he's fine, healthy, and all of a sudden one day he's gone. Suddenly, without anyone, there was no such thing as illness. There was no such thing as choili. A person would become ill, would realize that his strength is weakening, and the time will soon come where he will depart from this world. Such a thing did not exist, and Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is not a good thing. A person needs time to prepare, to inform his household that he is about to die and put his house in order. Hashem said to Yaakov, you are correct, this indeed is a very good thing, and we will begin with you. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. It says that Yosef was told, Hinei Avicha Choleh, behold your father. Hinei, the word Hinei is a term which means the unexpected. Such a thing never happened, that a person should feel weak. It's either you're alive or you're dead. There's no in between. He was the first person to have this mitzias of chole. Chizkiyahu is the third person in this category. Until this time, it never happened that a person recovered. A person was ill, that was it, it was over. There's no such thing as a possibility that a person should be able to recuperate. And Chizkiyahu, he paved the way, you know, in a sense, he's like one of the avos, he paved the way for this concept that a person through his koyach tefillah and tshuva can recover and come back to a state of vigor and health. And that's what we are going to learn over here. It was during this time, Vayemochem Cholot Chizkiyahu Lamus, Vayevo Yelav Yishayahu. Now first of all, why? Vayevo Yelav Yishayahu, Yishayahu Ben Amotz. He comes to visit. Vayevo Yelav Yishayahu Ben Amotz, Hanavi, Vayomer Yelav, Koyama Hashem. So says Hashem, Tzav Levei Secha, command your home, Kimeis Ata V'lo Sichya, you will die and you will not live. Now I'm sure you all are well aware, there's a very famous Chazal, that who is supposed to give cover to who? Is the Melech required to give cover to the Navi, or is the Navi required to give cover to the Melech? And this was an ongoing dispute, and here there was a problem. Let me read you the Medrash. The Medrash says, okay, let me find it here. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Maidchsev, Pasuk Kehelas, Mi Kehechacham Umi Yodeh Peshar Dovah. Who is like the wise man who understands the interpretation of matters? Mi Kehakadosh Baruch Hu Sheyodeh Lasos Pshar Beit Shnei Tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he is the ultimate Chacham. He is the one who knows how to bring a compromise, some form of peace between two Tzadikim. Now, what is this Pasuk referring to? Bein Chizkiyahu Li Yishayahu. Now, what do we mean? Chizkiyahu Amar Leisi Yishay Gaboy. There had to be a meeting between Yeshaya and Chizkiyahu. Yeshaya had to give Musar to Chizkiyahu and tell him that he should marry, have children, and by marrying and have children, that would save his life. But the problem was that Yeshaya felt that it's not proper. It's a chil Hashem for the Navi, who is the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to demean himself and go to the Melech, even though he's the Melech Yisrael, but he doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, he's not on the Madrega of the Navi. On the other hand, Chizkiyahu, although he needed to hear advice, it was critical for him to go hear advice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Navi, what needed to be done, but he felt it's not proper for a Melech. Melech is the most important. Soim tas melech a melech. You have to give honor to a melech for the melech to humble himself and go to another person, even to the Navi. So therefore, Hashem said, Chizkiyahu, I'm reading from the Medrash. Chizkiyahu said, Lei say Yeshaya Gaboy, let Yeshaya come to me. Dehachi Ashkechan Belio. This we find by Elio. The Ozel Gabi Achav. We find Elio came to Achav. We find. That Elio has came. We find an example where the Navi came to the Melech. Achav wasn't the Melech. Elio was the Navi, and just like we find that was true, so here as well, there should be a requirement for Yeshaya to come to the Melech Chizkiyahu. But Yeshaya, I have a precedent the other way around. Leisei Chizkiyahu Gabo, let Chizkiyahu come to me, because we find the Hachi Ashkan Bihoram ben Achav. He was another king. The Azal Gabe Elisha, he went to Elisha. So we see that there is a precedent for the king to go to the Navi.
Which king?
Yehoram. Yehoram was the son of Achav. He was one of the Malchei Yisrael, and he went to Elisha. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So the Gemara says, Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu, Hashem brought upon Chizkiyahu Yisun, he was ill, and Memeilo V'amalo Elisha Lech Uvaker Es HaChoyleh. Don't go to him, Midin Melech. Going to him, Midin Melech, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not proper for you to humble yourself. But you'll go and you'll visit him, Midin of Mimavaker Choyle. Shnemer, it's in the Pasuk, by Yamachem, Cholokus, Yolomos, Yabayelov, Yishabin Amotz, Hanav, Yamaylov, Koyama. So here, that is what he told him. So this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. This was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's invention that Chizkiyahu should be sick, and then when Yeshaya goes to visit Chizkiyahu, he's not going to visit him midin melech, because to visit him midin melech, maybe it's not proper. The Navi is not allowed to be mezalzel in his honor, but if he goes to visit Chizkiyahu midin choyle, that he's allowed to do. Now, once they are together, now they can discuss matters. Now, what was the chait? Why did he die? So Chazal tell us, because he did not get married. Why did he not get married? Because he saw Piruach HaKodesh that he would have a son Menashe and a son Amon, a grandson Amon, and they would really be responsible for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the sins. They would introduce forms of idolatry and terrible sins, And it's true, and Menashe put into motion Chatoim and Klal Yisrael that were irreversible, even though it was true that later on they tried to reverse the later kings right before the Korban, but they were unsuccessful. And because he saw such terrible things would happen, that is why he chose not to get married. Maybe we can ask them over here.
What is that?
Jack is trying to get
his
phone. So we have here, thank you very much.
Don't we have an example that they're playing, as you would say in English, the covered card?
Yes. I mean, you can't say that about them. We can say that about us. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. But the honor. I fully understand. But we have to understand the way they understood covenant is not the way we. By us, it's petty. It's petty. It's not significant. By them, we're dealing with the Melech Yisrael. He was anointed with Shemen HaMishra. He's a descendant of David, 14 generations from David. He is the Melech of Israel. It's not like today someone's the president of the shul. We're dealing here with the real deal. This is as real as it possibly gets. A Navi, can we even begin to fathom what a Navi is? A Navi as Ruach HaKadosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who speaks to a Navi. We can't even begin to fathom what a Navi is. I remember I once heard, I read or I heard somewhere that the Gra, thank you very much, the Gra once said that he, the Gra obviously lived, I mean, not relatively speaking, not that long ago. And the Gra said that he has a little bit of a taste of the Madrega of a Tana, one of the Tanoim. Which itself is a very bold statement to make. Tana and the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Epis, a little bit of a taste he has what their Madrega was. But he says, but to even understand what it was like to be the simplest person living in the time, not a Navi, not a Talmud Chacham, an ordinary, simple person living in the time of Nach, of the Nevi'im, impossible. Their level of sanctity, their level was so great, can't even fathom. And that's the simplest person. Can we even begin to imagine what it means to be a Navi? So we're not dealing here with just the ordinary, you know, in our generation. We're dealing over here with people that it's impossible for us to relate to. So when they have a disagreement, who is required to go to who, they're not, we can't judge this on our level of petty things in the shul. There's a gabbai, there's a president, you go have a job, and there's this. We're dealing with, he represents, he's the Melech, he's been anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, he's a descendant of David, he has a role in Klal Yisrael, the Navi has a very distinct role as well. You can't compare, each one felt that it's a Chilul Hashem for one to bow to the other. I know, I agree with you, it's not a full answer, but a lot of the stories in Tanakh we cannot relate to.
We had a story of Yitzchak and Pinchas, no?
When, yeah. When the smallest of the generation. Right, so. Right. Okay, you're right. It's hard for us to relate to these matters, yeah.
Well, even if you can say in our day it seems petty to us,
yeah.
But it's very real to the people that are involved in such a
person's
own honor is a very real
thing. We can't judge
that
when our
hasagas. I'm saying it's maybe it's a shadow, and it seems petty because it's a shadow of something that's, as you said, that's the real deal. So what we're feeling now may seem petty, but a person's own honor doesn't seem petty to him.
It's correct. I know it's correct. Okay, absolutely. But hey, there's more to it. Now, what exactly was the sin? The sin was that he did not get married because he saw they would have Menashe, would have Amon. So the question is that really a sin that is deserving that he should die? Obviously, it's the most important thing in the world. Peru Revu, Milu Esar Tzvichiv Shu, it's the first mitzvah. The Gemara says over and over that the purpose is Lasheves Yotzar. The purpose of this world is that it should be inhabited, that there should be people. And you have countless examples in Chazal where the mitzvah of getting married, having children, overrides anything, just about anything you can possibly imagine. Everything is pushed aside. for the importance of this concept. And we even see in our own day and age, how a wedding is like the most important event. You have very distinguished, important people that are extremely busy, and they take off from their extremely busy schedule. They can be doing very important things to come to weddings, to make a wedding into a davar chashuv admo, that weddings chasna should be something which is chashuv, because that is the most important thing. That is the most important thing that can possibly be. Fine, but is that really? It's true. Absolutely, it's 100 plus. But is it really true in halacha that if a person does not get married, he's chayiv misa? And that's why he's about to die. He's 39 years old. He's going to die. Is that really true? So one, you could say yes, and you don't need to apologize. You can just simply say yes. That's what it is. What? Nafshi choshka b'tara. Do we find that Chizkio was that frame of mind choshka b'tara? I don't think so. He was a king. A king most of the time is not involved in learning. A king that's adarabi. He's not allowed to learn. He has to be involved in state affairs. The Gemara says that don't appoint a mayor who's a Talmud Chacham. If you want to appoint a president, a mayor of the city, make sure he's an Amoritz. Because you don't want him going to the Daf Yomi. Because there are things, and if you're the mayor, there are emergencies 24/7 that need his attention. And if he's sitting at the Daf Yomi, then nothing's going to get done in the city. It's going to be a Churban. It's a Gemara. Everyone had a melech that's not his role. The Kohen Gadol is the chief Talmud Chacham. The chief rabbi of Klal Yisrael is the Kohen Gadol, not the Navi. The Navi is different. The Kohen Gadol, his role is Torah, to oversee. Even the Kohen Gadol himself is not necessarily Oisik in Torah Yom HaLayla. He has to oversee Limud HaTorah for Klal Yisrael, which also an administrative position. But the melech, without question, that's not his role. He has to see to it that everyone has what to eat, that the garbage is taken care of, and the budget is balanced, and so on and so forth.
So yeah. Why did the case come to Shlomo?
What?
Famous case.
He was a judge. Shofet. Shlomo specialized in being a judge. You're asking a good point. So in Echlami, learning, being a judge is not, the Gemara has to tell us that sitting in judgment is equivalent to Torah. When you sit in court, it's not what you would think. You're learning. It's an intense learning experience. The Gemara tells us, nevertheless, maybe yes, maybe not. It depends on every case. Obviously, it can be different. But yes, a good point. We find that David and Shlomo, they devoted most of their time to mishpat. Moshe also. Moshe sat the whole day and he judged the people a good part of the day. So you're asking a very good point. Is serving as a judge, is that the role of a melech, or is the role of the melech more to make sure that everyone has what to eat and everyone has parnasa and so on and so forth? But let's take a step back. So the question over here is, why was he chayiv misa? So you can't really say because nafshi choshka b'tara, because he was the melech, and he obviously wasn't oisik the whole day and learning. That wasn't his role. So why was he chayiv misa? So in a chanami, you can say very partially, you don't need to apologize. Getting married is the most important thing. Having children is the most important thing. And yeah, a person doesn't want to get married, have children. So if in a chanami is chayiv misa. Okay. Another approach is from the Abarbanel. And the Abarbanel seems to say that no, a person doesn't get married, he's a sinner. There are a lot of sins a person can do. There are a lot of sins that are done. Okay, with this whole collection. But his chait was that he was the last in line of the Malchus of David. It appears that there was no one else at this point in time that was a Roy, or could be, there was no one else that would have been able to succeed him after he dies. And that would mean that the Malchus of David, the line of David, would have come to an end. This would have been the last Melech that was a descendant of David HaMelech. What's going to be with Melech HaMashiach? We need David. I don't know. Maybe there was some long-lost cousin, but the way it was situated at that point in time, there was no obvious heir to the throne. And no one from the cousins and the second and third cousins, maybe Hashem had someone, 14 generations, there must have been someone, but it would have been a very great blow an end to the Malchus of David. And that's why in his situation the chait was that much greater in not perpetuating and continuing the line of David. And that's why he was Chayiv Misa, and that's what Yeshaya is coming to tell him. Yeah.
That brings up a great point, because let's say, for just the sake of argument, that he was really the last scion of David, and that with him would die
Malchus
David. So, why would Hashem kill him? Right?
Because anyway, it's over. He's not getting married. He has decided not to get married. He's a young man. He's 39 years old. He could live until 120. But he has made a decision. He has made a decision that's etched in stone that he's not getting married. So anyway, the Malchus of David will come to an end by the time he's in another 50 years or whatever it is. So the only reason why he's staying alive is because of Hashem's good grace to let him stay alive. So Hashem says, you don't want to do what you're supposed to. Anyway, you've made a decision which will bring an end to the Malchus of David, so we'll end it right now. Why should I even let you live another couple of years? We'll end it right here and now. So it's not a question. His decision was no more. Malchus David is over. The only thing was, so I'm alive, so let me stay alive for another 50 years. Let me enjoy my years. Let me continue the Malchus David for another 50 years. Hashem says, if it's not going to be forever, it doesn't make a difference. It could be over right now as far as I'm concerned. To let you live and enjoy, have a good life here? No, I'm not interested. Okay, so that was what Hashem, this is what Yeshaya said to him. From this here we learn halacha. This halacha that a person should put his house in order. A person should not just die and leave everything hanging. A person has an obligation to see to it that after he dies there should be a smooth transition. Unfortunately, you know, we know many different how many different leaders have failed to appoint successors, and when they pass, there's chaos, there's havoc, and there's incredible churban that ensues when there is a void and things have not been put into motion. It's one of the most critical things. Some leaders, there are definitely a lot of stories where certain great leaders, especially among the Hasidic world, they really confessed they didn't know what to do. There was no obvious successor, and they were asked like this. You know, you have to do this. They said, I really don't know what's best. And let just things happen as they will, for better or for worse. Because I feel I cannot make this decision. Because there are too many factors. There are too many feuds. I will favor one, another. That could be even worse. That will start a civil war. If I'll deliberately appoint this one to be my successor, but what about this one and that one and that one? So you know what? I'm not going to get involved. You'll figure it out when I'm gone. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's even worse. You can't judge people. I mean, it's extremely, extremely complicated. Okay, but whatever it is, we do have here such a concept of tzav leveisecha. Person, not just say, "Oh, it's not my problem." It is your problem. Tzav leveisecha ki meisata. You're going to die. Velo sichin, you will not live. Two expressions: meisata in this world. Velo sichin. What's the repetition? The person is going to die. Of course, he's not going to live. You're not going to live in the olam haba. And not only are you going to forfeit your existence in this world because of your sin of not perpetuating the malchus of David, you're going to lose your chelek in olam haba. That is a very scary passage. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall. Everyone knows what we learn from this passage. This is the makar that it is ideal to daven in front of a wall. To daven at the Kaisa. Not just the Kaisa in Eretz Yisrael. But if obviously that's impossible for 99% of the Kehillah. But if a person has an option of daven in front of an area where there is a wall, that he should do, because they should not, they should be able to concentrate. There should not be any distractions. Other mefarshim learn it could be trashy. The mitzudas is kir means to the walls of his heart. He davened with a full heart. Vayispalel el Hashem, and he davened to Hashem v'yomar, and he said, "Oh no, Hashem, please, Hashem zuchorno, please remember." Eis asher hisalachti lefunach, I walk before you be'emes, with sincerity, uvelev sholem, and a full heart. I have done what is good in your eyes. And Chazal learned from this that we discussed yesterday, this was not a very good idea. And the person is mispalel, you are not supposed to mention your private schusim. You're supposed to be mispalel in the merit of others, not your schusim. And that's why we learned yesterday, when the Shvaruch Hu gave him a little musr and told him, I'm going to save the city, lema'ani uleman David Avdi, but not in your merit. Because that's not the way you misspell. You don't tell Hashem, I'm a good guy, I did this, this, this. You do this, this, and this, and that. But don't tell Hashem, that's what I've done, and therefore I deserve, because Hashem is the only one who can decide what people deserve. Now, what were his good merits? What were his good merits? So one of his main merits was that he hid, I mean, it's very painful for us, obviously, that he hid the Sefer HaRefuos. That in those days, it appears there was some Megillah, there was some type of scroll, and in the scroll was described the refuah, the remedy for every single ailment. Doctors were put out of business. Every type of ailment, no matter what it was, there was a remedy. You take these herbs and this and so on and so forth, and you're healed.
The doctors wrote the prescriptions. They're
not out of business.
Imagine if that was online.
Can you imagine? Well, the problem is then the Gemara records a lot of things. Some say that we really do have the Sefer. So you look in the Gemara, some Sechlegit in here and there, we have all these very strange Gemara that tell us these potions, exactly what to do. Problem is, it doesn't work. So why doesn't it work? So either we're not doing it the right way, or Nishtan HaTeva. But whatever the story was, in his day, one thing is certain, in his day there were known remedies for very severe illnesses. And people relied upon the remedies, and they were not mispalel to Hashem. The ikar was the doctor, and coming to shul, the mispalel was the tafel, that was not the ikar. People began to lose faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did not utilize the illness as an opportunity to daven to Hashem. And this was disturbing to Chizkiyahu, and therefore he hid it. He put it in Geniza. So the only way a person can be healed is only if he would pour out his heart to Hashem. And that's HaToiv Be'inech HaSisin. Chazal, the Chachamim, were very pleased with this decision, and they gave him high praise. His stock went up, his popularity among the Chachamim went up, I don't know among the common folk, but among the Chachamim went up. And he said to Hashem, in this schus, I should merit that I am healed. Another schus he had was that when Moshe Rabbeinu, from time there was the Nechash HaNechoshes, in the desert, when they complained that there was nothing to eat, so they were bitten by snakes, by scorpions, and they died. So they came to Moshe and they said, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we should not complain. Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, make for yourself a snake of copper, Nechash HaNechoshes. And the Pasuk says, when they looked up to the snake, they were healed. And that meant that you look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through looking at the snake, and then looking upwards, you realize that it's not the snake that causes illness, it's the bite, it's the chait. It's the chait that's maimus. And through looking at the snake and looking up, we were inspired to do tshuva and to be mispalel, and they were healed. At this point in time, people began to deify this Nechash HaNechoshes that was crafted by Moshe. It turned into an idol, and Chizkiyahu came along and said, you know what, that's it, no more. He destroyed it. He pulverized it. And he received for this high praise from the Chacham. And there are more things that are listed in the Gemara, and he was basically telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, I've done good things, and therefore in this merit, I would like to be saved. So Hashem said to him, Bayev Chizkiyahu b'chi gadol Chizkiyahu, he cried a b'chi gadol, a very great cry. Pasuk Daled, Vayinu was Dvar Hashem Yishayahu Leimar. Now, by the way, in the previous pasuk, Vayasa pasuk Beis, we know the Chazal that when Yishayahu told him you're going to die, Chizkiyahu said to him, "Leave. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear because I have a tradition from David. Afilu cherev chad lemunach al tzavor shel adam al yimna atzmai min." Even if a sharp sword is on the neck of a person should not give up hope. A person should be misfalal. And how dare you, Yeshayah the Navi, tell me I'm going to die? I have greater faith in my ancestor in David when he said than when you said. And he told him to leave. He dismissed him, and he was misfalal. And indeed, his tools were accepted. Pasuk Daled, Vayihinu was Dvar Hashem El Yeshayah Leimar Holech V'Yamata El Chizkiyahu Goes to the Chizkiyahu Koyim Hashem Elokei David. Avicha, and that's why here we mentioned David, because the reason why he was misspelled was because of the tradition of his great 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 grandfather David, who told him Afilu Chelav Chadamunach Al Tzavar Shodom Al Yimna Atzam and Harachamim Koyam Hashem Elokei David. Avicha, your father, Shamati, I've heard Es Tefilosecha Reisi, I have seen Es Dimosecha, your tears, Hinne Yosef Al Yomech Al Et, your days, Chamesh Esrei Shana, 15 years. Umikaf Melech Ashur Atzilcha, I will save you from the soul of the king of Ashur, the Esoir Hazos, and this entire city, the Ganoisi Aloir Hazos, I will protect this city. So Hashem says, I've accepted your prayer, you're going to live for another 15 years. Why 15 years? So this is a very interesting idea, because at this point in time, Chizkiah was 39 years old, and he already ruled as Melech for 14 years. When Hashem, if a person, when a human being gives a gift, how generous can you possibly? Let's say it would have been that life and death is in the hands of man, and this person has a sentence. He's a death sentence. He's only allowed to live by the king. They've only given him to live. His time has come because he's committed a crime, and he goes to the king and he says, "Can I live just a little bit longer?" So how much longer will the king let him live? A year, 2 years, 3 years. Okay, I'll give you. But here Hashem says, because I've accepted, I'll give you more than what you already have. You have already ruled for 14 years. You're living your full life. You're living out your tafkid in life, which is a very interesting idea of how much time Hashem is giving a person. Hashem here is giving you, Hashem views that Chizkiah's life, not 39 years. Of course, he's 39 years old. He's accomplished very great things. But his main purpose in life was to be the king. How many years have you served in that role? 14 years. Your time has come because of your sins. You've done tshuva. You've been misfiled. You know what? I'll give you more. I'll give you what you have plus more. 14 years? 15 years. I'll give you 1 year more than what you already have. We already have to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's generosity is far beyond what a human being is capable of giving. And I'll protect the city. And in addition to that, you also, this took place 3 days. This took place, well, the whole process becoming sick was 3 days before. It could be that he was mispalel on Erev Pesach, on the third day itself. He was mispalel, and Hashem told him to Yishai that I've accepted your prayer, you're going to be healed. And he was the first person to be healed. And the Ganoisia Aloir Hazos, Vzelchos, and here we come to the end of this section. Vzelchos, what is the sign? Me'es Hashem. What is the sign? Asher Yaseh Hashem Es Hadavar Hazeh Asher Diber. What is the sign that you will be healed? Hinni Meshiv Esel Hamalos Asher Yorda B'malos Ochos Bashemesh Achoranis Eser Malos. Now we have to have a little introduction. Just this one passing. The introduction is that when Ochos, his father was a very great Rasha. Chizkiah was the son of Ochos. Ochos was the Melech of Yehuda. He introduced idolatry. He was a terrible Rasha. He brought down the spiritual, the moral stature of Klal Yisrael. One of the great things that Chizkiah did was that on the day he became king, he took his father's body and he dragged it in the street in some type of mattress of ropes. It was a very great disgrace to the body to do such a thing. And that was because he wanted to show the people that this is not the way to go. I don't want anyone to emulate, to be like my father, Ochos, who was the Rasha. With my Malchus, we start a new era. We're going to serve Hashem to tshuva and learn Torah. We're not going to follow in the old ways. Hashem also contributed towards this, to his will, that he does not want to go in the old way. A miracle happened that the sun set prematurely by 10 hours. A day is supposed to be 12 hours. Okay, shows Marius. The daylight of that day was only 2 hours. The sun set prematurely 10 hours. Why? There was no time. Had there been 10 hours, it could be that there were people that wanted to eulogize, wanted to give honor, who were not from the tzaddikim, with the old generation, who wanted to eulogize and give honor to the king Ochos, the old Rasha, and by giving him honor, that would cause people to continue in his old ways. Due to the will of Chizkiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who caused the sun to set prematurely 10 hours, and there was no time to eulogize him. It was pitch black dark. In ancient times, when the sun sets, the day is over, and they had no choice but to bury him, and he got no honor, and therefore no one was influenced to follow in his evil ways. In ancient times, the Levi was a big thing. It was like, you know, heavy-duty stuff. I once heard someone say that in the olden days, in Europe, going back, there were professional eulogizers. I have this in the Gemara over and over. Professional eulogizers. They knew how to give hesed. It was an art. It was a tremendous chokhmah. It was like going to a funeral was like going to a Broadway show. And it wasn't just a show. It was the real thing. People, they knew how to bring out the milos. Every person has milos. Every person has... There's something good to say about every person, no matter how hard we think it is. And to go to a funeral, and they would sing, and they would cry, and there were certain things they did. All the different techniques. Women did things, and men did things. And there were people that knew how to bring out the emotion. It was a Broadway show. So they would say, this I heard from someone telling me, the expression was, it was kedai to die for the Levaya. That's how good it was. That's how good it was. Could you imagine? And then I heard the reverse. I once heard someone, a very great person died. Really, really great person. And a certain person, he went to the Levaya and he was expecting this person, you know, they should hit a home run. It's not so hard to hit a home run by this person. They were a lot of chashuv people, capable people. Just because this person is chashuv doesn't mean he knows how to give a hesped. There were very capable people present who can give good eulogies, and there was what to say. There was what to say in modern times. And he came back, this person, extremely disappointed. Every single hesped was a zero, was a disaster. And he came back and he said, it wasn't kedai to die for such a stadium.
Get a second chance. It must have been Rishonish or something. Everybody said, give
a wasn't kedai to die. So here we have to understand that we're dealing with Ochas. Ochas, he died. And had there been elaborate hespedim, you know, it could have been his riches, his evil ways could have been perpetuated. People would have, this is Avodah Zarah, and so on and so forth. But Chizkiyahu, in the worst way, did not want this to happen. And he was mevazeh his father. He dragged his father on a bed of ropes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted Chizkiyahu by causing this miracle for the sun to set prematurely. So there was no time to do anything. It was pitch black dark. Pitch black dark. Everyone is dispersed. Everyone's going home because you're not going to be able to find no lights in the street. Everyone has to go home. So they buried him prematurely. So it was a very great miracle that the sun set 10 hours early. Hashem says, now in honor of you, Chizkiyahu, of your tshuva, I'm going to restore those 10 hours. On this day, the day is not going to be 12 hours. It's going to be 22 hours. There's going to be an additional 10 hours in this day. Now, the way the Shai describes this is to the sundial. There was, in the ancient time, there was no clocks. There were sundials, and the sundial would produce a shadow along a certain line. And you look at this thing on the wall, and you see where the shadow is up to, so you know exactly what time it is. So Hashem, I'm going to cause the shade to go down backwards 10 notches, which means I'm going to cause the sun to move back 10 hours to bring 10 additional hours into the day. We're out of time. Hindi nation going to restore Esel Hamalos, the shadow of the Madregos, Asher Yorda B'Malos, which went down in the opposite direction, Ochos, Bashemesh Ochos, of the Malos of Ochos. Malos means the lines of Ochos, is the father of Chizkiyahu when he died. At that point in time, it went up, Bashemesh, the shadow of the sun, Achoy Ranis, backwards. I'm going to cause the miracle that the sundial is going to go backwards 10 hours. Eser Malos, 10 steps. And indeed, Vatoshev HaShemesh Eser Malos, the Shemesh went backwards 10 Malos. The Malos corresponding, it went up, but Malos corresponding to the steps, Asher Yordu, that miraculously went down at the time when Ochos died. Okay, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is B'malos Ochos means it was the sundial that was made by Ochos. Just as you go today into this, a big, big, massive clock, Grand Central Station, right? You see that big clock right in the center? So Ochos, he also fashioned this massive sundial, I guess, in the center of the city, which is like, you know, the grandfather clock in the city. Everyone looks at this clock. So besides, I told you the drush, that the miracle of 10 hours, Malos, corresponded to the 10 hours that the sun set prematurely in the time of Ochos. But it simply means that look at the sundial. Which sundial? The grandfather clock. Who made this grand prophet? It was called the clock of Ahaz. He was the one that constructed, commissioned this beautiful, massive clock that was in the center of the city. Go look, a miracle is going to happen. The sun is going to go down 10 hours. It's going to be a miracle of 10 hours. The day is going to be less than 10 hours. Why was this the sign for Chizkiyo? So in Farshim says, because this is a chazal, we don't know what this means exactly, that refuah comes from the sun. Well, I don't know what this means. That when the rays of the sun... Sun have the ability to bring healing. This was something which was a concept which is Chazal, ancient times. Chazal said that a person he's sicker at night than he is by day. By day, somehow a person has more strength. Why? Because of the rays of the sun. What that means is not exactly clear. At night, there's no sunlight. So Hashem, I'm going to heal you. In order to heal you, you need an extra dosage of sunlight. You need an injection of sunlight. So there were no pills in those days of sunlight pills. Instead, I'll extend the day 10 hours. I'll extend the day 10 hours. It'll be 10 hours of 22 hours of consecutive light. And that light will heal you, Chizkiyahu, and you will survive. Okay, we'll stop here.